Welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show. Wow. Had a great time with Steve Barish last night. Anyway, February 26, 2008. Tonight, we're going to have a real treat. I was up at the Tesla Society in 1999, back when it was the Tesla Society. Wow. And I got interviewed by J.W. McGinnis. And so here we go for J.W. McGinnis and Dr. Fred Bell. And remember, this weekend we're down in Woodland Hills at the Marriott at the Warner Entertainment Center. Look forward to seeing y'all there. We're going to be playing some music tonight. While this is going on, we'll be playing a concert. So anyhow, here we go. Mr. McGinnis, would you please step in, please? Da-da-da-da-da-da. Boom. There he is.
This is the Extraordinary Science Radio Hour. Hello, everybody. J.W. McGinnis here, president of the International Tesla Society, and your host for the next hour as we interview some of the most fascinating, creative, and inventive people in the world today. People who care about you, people who care about the planet, people that are not satisfied with all of the gobbledygook that we occasionally get from the official sources in this country, government being one of them. At any rate, when we see something in science that doesn't add up, just can't come under close scrutiny, we're going to speak up about it. That gets into the ozone hole. It gets into a lot of different areas directly connected with our environment. When we see processes that are reckless and unsafe and are a threat to your very right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, we're going to tell you about that too. But we want you to become a member and start to enjoy our great magazine. It's called the Tesla Journal of Modern Science and Medicine. In that magazine, you'll find some of the most controversial articles, and we have a line on all of the frontline independent scientific developments worldwide. Nobody has a better touch on what's going on than what we do. And we want you, as a member, to enjoy all of the information that we have. By being a member, as I said, you get our magazine, but you also get our newsletter, which is a summary of what's going on in the society, where we're going, where we might be speaking, or what is our hamnet doing, or just all sorts of things. And then in addition to it, we have our member-to-member column in our members-only newsletter, and that is a way for you to resonate with other members worldwide. Yes, sir. If you've got a specific interest, we'll run an ad for you free. And if you're a member, you will be given the form that you need to fill out. It's very simple. You can do it on a postcard, actually. And just put down your name and contact information, your phone. All of that is up to you now. You do that voluntarily. We've never disclosed the name unless you want it disclosed. And in this case here, all I'm going to say is that this literature gets into the hands of our members and members alone. Now, occasionally, they will pass it off, and that does happen. So there is always a reason or two to watch yourself as far as contact information is concerned. Addresses are probably better than phone numbers to get started. At any rate, send us what your special interests are. We'll publish that information, and then with the thousands of members worldwide, I'm sure that there's somebody that can maybe assist you or you can share some information with and help develop whatever the technology is that you're curious about, or maybe just become more informative about the particular technology that you're looking at. In any case, like I said, it's just $30 a year, and you can enroll right over the phone. Just give us a call, 800-397-0137. That number again, 800-397-0137. Give us a call today. Enroll, have your credit card ready, and if it's just a request for an information packet, kindly leave your name and address on the answer machine, and we will send one out to you. You don't have to call back. Believe me, it's checked daily, and twice a week we mail out those requests for information. So you'll never have to wait too long to get a response from us explaining what the Tesla Society is all about. Whew. Okay, I got all done with that. Now, I want to talk a little bit about my guest. My guest is Ms. Dr. Fred Bell. And Fred has a wide variety of interests and accomplishments and so forth. And some of the things that he's doing do go into a realm that we normally don't discuss too much about on this program. However, I can see there is a need for some people to get some of this information. Now, Fred Bell himself, he's out of Laguna Beach, California. He has had some extraterrestrial experience. He has written a great book. It's called Death of Ignorance. It's a book about New Age science. Actually, it's a book, it's got about 250 pages in here or so, or 300 pages. And the thing about it is that he addresses many of the issues that are not commonly addressed when we go into the, mainstream scientific circles. And what we are discovering more and more is that we've been lied to time and again. We've had him, telling us that it's a well-ordered universe, but now we, as we look deeper into what is going on, we're finding that there is chaos, and chaos is everywhere. And what this book will address are some of those subliminal, some of those areas that are not commonly understood by anybody. Now, if you're one of those types that has no time for, a new and fresh perspective, well, fine. But if you're really interested and want to know more about this here, then I want to get into this program with my guest, Dr. Fred Bell. And Fred is here online with me. And Fred, where does somebody really begin when they want to get into, the extreme areas of new science? By that, I'm talking about people that they will claim that a mantra is very positive and affects them positively. Is there anything to that?
Right. Well, what I do is I have people divide science up into three categories, basically. And we look at it at three different levels. The bottom level, or the base of it, we call the biochemical experience, because we're dealing with the hard science as we've gotten to know it. When we deal with the body, because when we deal with consciousness, we're dealing with nutrients that go in the body, you know, vitamins, minerals, herbs, things that are put in the body. That's one level that we deal with it. Then we deal on the electrical level, because electricity is important as a precursor to the body functions and science functions. Without electricity, for example, none of your appliances would work. So we look at the electrical bodies of man, electrical bodies of the universe, you know, all the way from negative ionization to ionic transfers and cell digestive transfers of nutrients in the body.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you mention mantras, we go up to my favorite area, which we call the science of electrical precursation,
mm-hmm.
or EPCs. And here is an area where you can, in a 24-hour time period, construct yourself a clock. And on one level, you could put stress and negative pollution and negative and positive pollution and chemicals and the full moon, which has an influence on the body because the body is 90% water. And then you can, on the positive side, put positive EPCs or positive stimulus to the body, which are the opposite of stress, which would be relaxation, meditation, where the mantra is a pattern for meditation, positive foods, good music, negative ionization, the wind blowing through the pine needles up there in lovely Colorado Springs, those kinds of things. So that's when you start looking at it from the stress, electrical, physical levels, then you can digest things from the news, you can digest things from books, from television, conversations, and you can start to construct a map of how it all goes together. That's what I found works for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds, Fred, that you have invested a lot of time into research here. And one of the things are shapes that you address. And one of them, of course, that always comes up, and people are always asking questions, and they go, and they always have these stories, and sometimes there's so many stories you don't know whether to believe them or not, but I'm talking about the pyramid. We have people say, well, you know, take your razor blades and put them underneath a pyramid, and they'll get sharp. Well, I'll tell you what, I tried it with, those Gillette... Well, you know, the double-bladed one. I'm trying to think of what the XL blade.
Yeah.
At any rate, I tried that, and it's in a cartridge, but it really didn't work. So did I do something wrong?
First of all, the first patent, the pyramid patent, was 1929. It's called the Czechoslovakian patent related to Carl Durbel. And the Russian soldiers used to carry razor blade sharpeners as part of their, you know, attire when they went out in the field. It has to be, this was primarily the old type of blades, the old flat Gillette blades. Remember the old flat ones? That
yeah.
was the one that they used in mm-hmm. those days. And what we find that the pyramid does in relationship to the blade is that there's microscopic particles or holes in the blade, and water is usually corrosive. And so what happens is the pyramid, if you start with the blade at the right time, it removes the corrosiveness of the blade, and that, therefore it has a tendency to stay sharp, rather than if you take a dull blade and try to get it sharp, it usually doesn't sharpen, you know. That's what we found in our experimentation.
Now, does the pyramid have to meet a certain angular criteria?
Yeah, it does. The apex has to be 5% shorter than the base. That's the primary criteria.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the case of the pyramids that we've been manufacturing for the last 20-some-odd years, we use the Wilhelm Reich orgone effect by using dissimilar metals, active and passive metals, to amplify the orgone effect that the pyramid produces.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have these kits that people can, what it looks like to me now, I don't know, I'm only looking at a picture, okay?
Right.
But I'm seeing this this pyramid structure that goes over a bed setup.
Right.
And it's the portamid with a capstone on it.
Right.
It looks like it's a brass tube, and then...
Well, it's made out of steel now.
Oh,
we make them out of steel.
Okay.
Because of the EPA clamping down on some of the manufacturers, we had to just... we weren't able to use some of the metals in the larger structures that we used to do.
Okay.
So now, the EPA, what I call EPA corruption.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll find a lot of that. But,
yeah.
Fred, just a point of interest here. Now... Unless they don't have to buy the bed, all they have to buy is the pyramid itself, right?
Right. Now, the reason that we make that structure is to relieve the body of a certain form of stress at night. You ever, I don't know, you can ask your listeners out there, but I'm sure some of them, when they go to sleep at night, you ever get like, just as you start to fall off to sleep, you get that jumping sensation where you jump?
Well, yeah, I've had that happen to me.
Yeah, well, what happens is the first 2 hours of sleep, the body's going into a hot, hard detox. And this is, your body has 14 meridians that electricity is conducted through, and they work down through the kidney, the liver, and the gallbladder,
mm-hmm.
and some of the, cleansing organs. So the body needs to get, that's why sometimes if you wake up after only an hour of sleep, you find your body, like, sweating and that. Because your body's in a detox mode. Well, when your body goes into detox mode, the spine releases all the pressure on it, and your spine actually loosens up. When your spine loosens up because you're relaxing, because you're not overcoming gravity in that direction anymore, the electrical levels of the 72,000 major wires that come from the base of the brain down in through the entire spine,
mm-hmm.
these wires start conducting more electricity. The brain actually raises its energy by 80% during this time.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens is there's a lot of radiation in the air, planes flying overhead with the equipment that measures the distance electronically to the ground, radar, taxi cabs, cellular phones. There's a whole host.
I don't even want to guess how much is coming down from the satellites.
Well, what happens is when your body is relaxing like this, this radiation penetrates your aura and it hurts your body's detox mode. So your body reacts by contracting the spine back, but the effect of the spine contracting causes you to have a falling mode because
mm-hmm.
it feels like you're falling. And so what happens is sleeping under the pyramid reverses this effect and takes it away so your body can detox and you can go into a normal mode of sleep. That's one of the things that sleeping in the pyramid does.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I call you up. I tell you I got a standard king-size bed. You know exactly what size to fit into this. And then the elevation on this here goes up to what, about 7-8 feet? Or,
here's the rule. The height is always two-thirds the base. So if you had a 10-foot base, you'd have about a 7-foot height.
Okay.
And if you were calling me about a king-size bed, I'd recommend a 9-foot pyramid. That works on very well on what we call the California King, which is the larger of the king-size family.
Okay. Now, I've got some listeners out there, and they may just want to get one, and I just want to pass out this 800 number that you have. So those that want to get a pyramid thing over your bed and... Fred, you're saying that this year is going to give you a positive effect in all aspects of your life. Is that right?
Right, because what happens is after you've slept in it for a couple of hours, then you get normal, what I would call healthy sleep. Then your body goes into a rapid eye movement sleep mode,
mm-hmm.
in which your astral body comes out 13 feet of your physical body, and you go into a dream state.
Yeah.
And so the pyramid also protects you in this state. So a lot of people that experience sleeping in the pyramid after about a 90-day period, normally, now because the first 90 days of sleeping in one, your body's going to give off a lot of stored poisons, and you might even find yourself getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning wondering what to do with yourself, thinking you have more energy. And what's really happening is your body is in a detox mode, and this produces nervous energy.
I see.
But after 90 days, when you go into that second mode of the way the pyramid works, you have extremely vivid, colorful, bright dreams.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun starts then. Now, some people won't be that toxic, you know. People up in Colorado probably have better air than we do down here in the L.A. Basin.
Well,
so.
That might be true. We don't have an abundance of it, but
yeah.
It's generally pretty clean. Folks, you're listening to the Extraordinary Science Radio Hour. J.W. McGinnis here. My guest is Dr. Fred Bell, and we're going to get a lot of discussion in some of the alternative fields here today. But I want to remind you that the upcoming 1997 Extraordinary Science Conference is on the way. As you know, we are limiting attendance to 400. We want you to enjoy the early bird special. You get a 15% discount by registering before March 31st. But then again, are you going to register in time to even have a seat to come? This is the biggest and it is the best alternative science conference in the world today. And the lineup that we have in the fields of energy and medicine and that is just incredible. Now, you've all heard Dr. Howard Hagelin, that I had him on here. We talked about metabolic happiness. A lot of demand for his book. We still have his book. It's $14.95. Well, he's going to be here. He is going to be talking about metabolic happiness. And he's going to be talking about your thyroid and so forth, some of those areas that we need more information on. Secondly, we have Tom Bearden. Tom Bearden is going to be coming. He's going to be talking about this free energy device. Now, as you all know, Tom has been working on this here for, with at least 3 or 4 years. Now, there have been some, revamped areas in the process of developing this free energy device, but Tom is going to be here and he's going to talk about it. I want you to get out here and enjoy some time with Tom Bearden. You just cannot get enough of him once you are exposed to him. Then we have Dan Davidson. And Dan has, along with one of his other partners, has been working on anti-gravity, and he's probably been doing this now for about 25 years or more. I think Dan has probably come as far as anybody in the field today. Now, he's had a claim, and the claim is that he can reduce the weight of mass by 50%, and he's ready to back it up. He is bringing an actual working model, and you'll see it here at the 1997 Extraordinary Science Conference. Who else do we have? Well, an upcoming guest, Mr. Leonard Dorsett, and we're going to be talking about Supersteam, where it's going, and believe me, folks, this is going to revolutionize the production of energy. So you're going to want to listen to that upcoming interview. But Leonard is going to be here, and it's going to be coupled up not only the Supersteam device, but it'll be coupled up with a Tesla turbine, and that'll be coupled up with a generator. It's going to be one whale of a presentation. And then, of course, I got to talk about Jerry LeVin. Who makes a better turbine than Jerry? I don't know of anybody. And Jerry's going to be here. He'll be putting on a workshop, and for those people that want to sharpen up their ability in the field of turbine construction, well, this is definitely the time to get yourself registered. Now, don't forget, if you're a family member, you know, the second party comes, first party is $295. Second party, the spouse, comes in at $249. And then you deduct 15% off of that. So it pays to be a family member. And if you have a child, then knock another $50 off. It's a great time to be out here in Colorado Springs, where we have absolutely the best weather in the hemisphere at that time of the year. So you'll want to be here. We've worked out special discounts with the hotel so you can get your reservations in. These are flat rates. That means you or up to three other people can all share a room, save some expenses. These rooms are normally like about $140, $150 a night. We have negotiated them down to it's $85 or $89 per night. One whale of a discount. And then when you figure you're going to share a room with somebody, you can, even do better there. The excitement continues to build. We have some other people that are coming to this conference that will literally knock your socks off. And then, of course, we have our poster room. And our poster room is better than what most conferences have as a lead speaker. And we'll have a selection of people speaking in our poster room. And Dr. Fred Bell is just one of them that'll be here, and he'll be sharing with you some of the information he holds in the field of this new science, in a sense. We call it new science, but it's been around for centuries and centuries. but at least bringing more light onto it. So make your reservations today, and you can do that by giving us a call. Have your credit cards ready. Give us a call at 800-397-0137. And if there isn't anybody there to answer the phone, just kindly leave your number and just tell us, I want to get registered for the conference. It's a first-come, first-served basis, and we're going to tell you right now, it's still early, so we still got plenty of seating, but we don't know how long that's going to last because it's starting to pick up, folks. Okay? All right. Give us a call and come on out to the conference. I want to meet you myself, and you are going to see history made. You are going to see some devices that are literally free energy. And when you see this technology, it's just extraordinary. And for those people that have been wondering about George Wiseman, of course George is going to be here. And George is going to put on a couple of workshops. And is there anybody in the world that matches George in Brown's Gas? I don't think so. That's right. And George will also be having those Brown's Gas generators. They're available. And they'll be available through the society. And, of course, if you're a member, you will get a discount on the kits. Now, so far, what they're doing is they're starting at a base model, and that model will produce something like 1,100 cubic liters of Brown's Gas per hour. That's enough for about anybody, but that's the small one. Estimated cost, around $500. We'll have more on that later. But I want you to start thinking about joining the society, getting a lot of activity going in your area. And there's nothing I'd rather do than to come into your part of the country and see what kind of work you're up to. Let me see if you're, you know, really who you say you are. And if you're doing something in a free energy mode, we want to get out there and support you and so forth. But we'd like to document you, too. So if you've got something that is of acute interest, it has something to do with energy or medicine or nutrition, hey, get a hold of me. And I'll make some sort of arrangement to see what you're doing. And this will be the last show that you'll be able to listen to where we will accept the last entries into the nominees that will be speaking at the upcoming conference. As I mentioned earlier, we've got about eight of them that are already, you know, set to come. They're invited. We still have about another 12 more to go, and we've got them. I mean, we've got plenty of papers, but if you've got a paper, it's not too late. Get it out to me. Address it to my attention, J.W. McGinnis, Extraordinary Science Conference. Post Office Box 5636, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80931. Get me your paper. I want to read it and maybe invite you to this conference, the best conference in the United States or the world, for that matter. All right. We're talking with Dr. Fred Bell, and we're talking about new perspectives in the alternative fields of science. And Dr. Bell, we've been talking about, you know, a lot of the things that we're dealing with. We are electric, and consequently, we respond to electricity. You have talked about organomics and so forth, but there are certain resonant frequencies that, if we're exposed to them, they can cause us a lot of problems, can't they?
Yeah, let me explain about that. If you were to draw a mental block of how the body systems work. First, the body, of course, is DNA, and then immediately DNA forms minerals in the body. The body is 5% minerals, but the 5% minerals, which is the science of homeopathy, controls 95% of metabolic functions. So then the minerals go into enzymes. The enzymes go into vitamins, and we define vitamins. Even though there are many different types of vitamins, we find that there are seven basic frequencies that vitamins fall in. For example, vitamin C would fall in on a color of green, because we assign colors, like colors of the rainbow, to those seven frequencies. And mm-hmm. You find the vitamin is the first unit of biochemistry that possesses light. So the body, that's why vitamins come in a dark bottle, by the way, because if they have the light that goes into them, the photon energy that they release into the cells of the body, which becomes cellular ATP, is released. So mm-hmm. We go from minerals to enzymes to vitamins to proteins to peptides to hormones. Hormone is the first thing in that chain that's biochemically described as the first unit of biochemistry that possesses consciousness. The hormones then go into the endocrine glands, of which there are seven of those. Once again, seven endocrine glands are responding to seven different levels of consciousness in the body. And then they go from there up into the brain. When they get up in the brain switches. The brain is like a switch. It's got two types of switches. One is called a synapse. One is called a receptor. And that switch is normally open, And when the hormone comes along, it closes it, causing electricity in the brain to function and send electricity pulses down through the spinal cord. We have a second kind of a switch in the brain called the effector, which is a normally closed switch. When the hormone comes along, it opens it and stops the flow of electricity through the body. So this turning and off and turning on of these electrical frequencies in the brain and sending this down through the 72,000 major wires in the body creates a vibratory frequency, or the human aura, of which all the organs are centered around. And what happens is, when you have things like ELF, extremely low frequency, which is put out by different governments of the world, it upsets the basic biochemical chain of the mineral to the hormone syndrome, creating hormones down there that are negative, or they're going to create negative factors of consciousness. A good example is a study I did out here with the freeway shootings in Los Angeles a number of years ago. We found that people driving down these freeways for 2-3 hours a day, going to and fro from work for 10 years at a time, started having genetic damage in the area of the brain called pituitary gland, which has a hormone in it called vasopressin. Mm-hmm. And when they had inadequate amounts of vasopressin in the brain, it would cause anger and frustration to release rather than euphoric and creativity, which vasopressin normally creates within the brain. So when you start studying these effects of these outside effects, they start creating havoc in the whole endocrine system and the whole hormonal system. And then later on, it goes to a disease condition where we create free radicals or free electrons within the cells, mm-hmm. which then cause cellular destruction. And then, of course, there are definite frequencies, pro and con, all the way through the entire body system, which are divided into frequencies called the beta, alpha, delta, theta spectrum.
Okay, now we've got a lot of tools at our disposal
right.
to take a look at our bodies and see what could be functioning or malfunctioning within it. One of the ones that is very popular that I see a lot are these Kirlian photography booths. I'm sure you've...
Right. I wrote in The Death of Ignorance, that book that we were talking about,
mm-hmm.
I was one of the first people after F.D. Kirlian, the Russian scientist that pretty much discovered it and brought it to the Western world. I was one of the first researchers to do intensive work with thousands of people
mm-hmm.
to find the different colors of the auras and how they shifted and what the physiological results and ramifications would
be. And these colors, they tell us a lot, don't they?
Yeah, because you're looking, basically, the body is made up of oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen, and carbon. Carbon mm-hmm. being the pyramid-shaped molecule or atom.
Yeah.
And the hydrogen atom is the one that we really have to work with, which, of course, you being a scientist know all about, you know, the importance of the hydrogen atom in quantum mechanics, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens is the hydrogen atom is polarized, and it changes color daily in the human body.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start interfering with the color frequencies of the hydrogen atom, you completely destroy the rest of the cells of the body.
Right.
And it's very quick, too, because people don't realize that, you know.
Is there, Dr. Bell, a way to rejuvenate the body at all?
There's thousands of ways of doing it. We have a device called the nuclear receptor that we produce
mm-hmm.
that will muscle test the individual over the phone to find out what color frequency in the hydrogen atom they're weak in.
Okay, so we do a kinesiology
right.
with a prospective person that's going to get this.
Right.
And after getting that information, then you're able to determine just, you know, the frequencies and so forth that are innate in producing the shield.
Right. See, what happens, the body reproduces at the rate of 50 million per second, and the entire body reproduces itself from a 90-day period, which is the red blood cell part of the body, to
mm-hmm.
the bone structure, which is 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is we go in and we find out what area of the body. Let's say that you tested weak in the color green.
Yeah.
Well, the organ that's affecting you right away would be the thyroid gland because it works on a green frequency, and the vitamin you would need to take would be one related. That would be vitamin C.
Mm-hmm.
So we would use an emerald stone, a gemstone in the nuclear receptor as a filter, and we would send the proper frequencies down in the DNA of the body to correct the shift of the green in the body. And every body part has the correct color.
Okay, we're going to be back with more of the Extraordinary Science Radio Hour. We're going to take a short break here. This is J.W. McGinnis for the International Tesla Society, and I invite you to give us a call at 800-397-0137. Give us a call. Give us your name and address. We'll send you out a free information packet, or better yet, skip through all of the baloney. Become a member right away of the world's fastest and largest independent science organization. Fastest growing is what I meant to say there. And you can do it very simply by giving us a call at 800-397-0137. We want to hear from you. Love to see you out here at the conference. It's going to be the best and hottest summer yet. So come on out. Right now, we're going to take a break. We'll be back shortly with more of the Extraordinary Science Radio Hour. Keep your seatbelt fastened for more of Extraordinary Science.
A lot of fun. Yes, it is. And we'll go to the next phase of this fun fest. Well, we're having fun today. Yes, sirree. And away we go again.
We're talking about all sorts of things, and there's no way that I'll ever cover everything that Dr. Bell is into. But we've been talking about our electrical systems, how we respond to colors or how we emanate colors. We've talked about Curlian photography and so forth, but we also have to talk about one of our major molecules, and that's hydrogen. And Dr. Bell has a reasonable explanation for jet lag, and it has to do with the hydrogen molecule. So, Dr. Bell, tell me about this here. What's going on here?
Yeah, J.W., what happens is, the hydrogen atom is a receiver of seven levels of consciousness. And these seven levels of consciousness can be colorized, or like seven colors of the rainbow, or sound coordinated, you know, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And this was called the music of the spheres by the earlier science. But anyway, when the sun comes up in the morning, the red is polarized from the rainbow down on the proton of the hydrogen atom, and of course the proton is 1,645 times heavier than the electron, so it has the red has a major influence. Like, for example, red is the color in the body of will. It secretes hormones from the pituitary to make you wake up from your dreams, get out of bed, and start moving. That's the will. Mm-hmm. And the electron in the morning is colorized by violet. Mm-hmm. During the day, as the sun moves across the sky, the red goes toward the electron, and the violet goes to the proton. This is why your consciousness is way different from the beginning in the morning when you get up till when you go to bed at midnight, for example.
Okay.
The body is used to that frequency, that change, the timing of it. And, of course, when we have these daylight savings times and all these changes, we feel a little bit of change, but not much. It does affect our character when we get up and when we go to bed a little bit. But if I were to move, like you, from the United States over to Europe, on an airplane flight, your body would have to adjust once again to the frequency of this hydrogen atom. And in the process of doing that, you experience what we call jet lag.
Yeah.
And when I used to work at NASA with Wernher von Braun, we had a science over there, a dedicated science called space science. And when we worked with the astronauts, we had some really peculiar problems with jet lag because they were up orbiting around the Earth with no gravity and actual body functions sometimes would cease to function. The body can't produce calcium, for example, and assimilate it very well in space.
Yeah.
So this is kind of some of the stuff that we get into.
Well, the book, I've got to tell you, Fred, I'm very impressed with it. You've done your homework, The Death of Ignorance, and folks, like I said, it's over 300 pages.
Right.
It's heavy, a lot of graphics in it, and Fred is backing up what he's talking about. It answers a lot of those questions that we pondered upon at one time or another. Now, the book is available through the Society. Give us a call at 800-397-0137. The book, the cost is $29. And, of course, if you are a member, we do have a discount for you. So give us a call at 800-397-0137. Everything you've ever wanted to know. I mean, Fred has gotten into Curlian photography. He's getting into crystals and there's a lot of people that are very suspect about there being any scientific content in crystals, but as we start to turn back the pages and starting to look at what is going on around us, certainly colors are going to affect us, and crystals have a special purpose. Early in radio, it was a crystal that we used at a particular frequency. Crystals are all around us, and colors do make a difference. Mood elevation, or maybe to slow you down a little bit, there's a lot of manipulation that we can do there. This book tells you all about it, so I want you to get it. It's just $29, and you can get it by giving us a call at 800-397-0137. Now, I do want to tell you that for those that are interested in getting that pyramid that I was telling you about, goes over the bed and so forth, it really does give you a positive response. I've talked to one of, in fact, one of the people that urged me to call, Dr. Bell, had told me he got one of these pyramid things, and he found an abundance of additional energy, and his thought patterns and everything seemed to be on a more positive plane. So does it work? Well, you just have to try to find out. But if you want to get one of those, you can call this number, 800-729-2603. That's 800-729-2603. Give it a call and let them, you know, get you squared away. And that goes in to another area that I want to talk about. And this year is shielding ourselves from these ELF transmissions. And sometimes they're intentional. Sometimes you're just in the wrong vicinity and you are going to be affected by it. Sometimes you cannot find any metering equipment that can pick it up because it's very subtle at times. Well, Fred has got a device, and Fred, I want to get more into this device because I've run into more and more people lately that have complained about headaches, about mood alterations, about sleepless nights, so on and so forth, and they blame it either on these powerful transformers that are emanating a particular frequency and other areas that are inexplainable. They see towers up. They don't know if it's a microwave transmission. They don't know if it's a... cell phone, cell tower, you know, a lot of things are going on out there.
We there's so many books written. There's one by Rosen and Eisenbud that's called The Extreme Effects of Low Frequency Fields on the Human Body, from Russian studies, from U.S. studies. The government doesn't really, I'm really surprised at all this information about what power poles do in close proximity to transformers, step up, step down transformers that you see hanging on a power pole in a, by an apartment building in a big city.
Yeah.
And what happens is, in your body, you have insulin levels, and you have beta cells and insulin levels. And these insulin levels, when they are grossly changed, cause the body to run out of oxygen, run out of energy in the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And these fields definitely throw people's insulin levels off, creating hypoglycemia in some
mm-hmm.
people. Diabetics have actually become diabetics because of the constant exposure to these kinds of fields. It's unfortunate that the public just never hears about this research, which is available when you go looking for it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad, and it really is. And it really does have a thing. We have a thing called a star orb that we've developed, and you connect it in your house, and you have one wire that goes into your plug. Not, you know, you have the two vertical slots where the plug goes in, and you have the round hole. Well, the round hole is where the ELF is actually at, not in the two vertical parts. And so we ground out this... round hole in your wall plug to this device, and then they have another wire from the device that goes outside in the ground, so that the negative radiation is put back into the ground where it comes from.
Okay.
See, the ELF is transmitted through the water table.
Okay.
A lot of people think it comes through the air. No, it comes through the water table, because if you go to any power generating station, they get they put all their, you know, they ground their generators into the ground, and when they send it across the high voltage transmission line, and what reaches the area. Power distribution station in a city, then they have a stake down in the ground once again to get the low side, and they just take the high side off the wire. So we reverse that negative, you know, that negative cycle, which is a feedback path literally tens of thousands of miles long.
Boy.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing that I've got to say about the book is you get into, you know, a terrific breakdown on the body itself, dealing with every element of the body, from our intestines to our brains to musculature, our electrical systems, and so forth. And much of this here is known to me, you know, from a scientific level, that is from a different approach here. But, folks, I just have to tell you that this is one of those coffee table books that you you ought to get, because it is just an encyclopedia of understanding ourselves from a different perspective, from a holistic approach to things. What's going on out there? The language is very comprehensible, it's very understandable, and this is, well, Fred, you get the tip of the hat here from me on this book, and there's so much that we have to cover, and I want to move on here, But I do want to remind our listeners again that we want to get you the book, Death of Ignorance. The cost of it is $29, and we'll give you a 10% discount if you're a member of the Society. And it's very easy to order the book. Have your credit cards ready and give us a call at 800-397-0137. That's 800-397-0137. You'll understand all of the jargon in this new age of science. And Fred Bell has done one heck of a job, and I want you to get this book onto your shelf. Well, now, Fred, I'm going into an area that I normally don't get into on my shows, but before I do that, I want to remind our listeners once again that we do have another book special that's going on. I want you to get a hold of this here. This is a double book special. It's the special proceedings, the proceedings from our very first conference, Tesla, the International Tesla Symposium, which was conducted in 1984. We've got that book with all of the papers in it. Then we have another one, and this one here comes from our 1988 symposium proceedings. These are two of the most popular of all of our proceedings, and I want you to get them. Now, normally, the 88 proceedings cost $29.95 themselves, and the other proceedings are normally $29.95, but we've had them on sale at $19.95. Well, now you can get them both. Order them both and get them for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. $39.95 for both of these. It will bring you some information about Tesla and what he was doing, as well as other forms of energy that are discussed in the proceedings. So do it today. Give us a call at 800-397-0137. Now, another, I got to tell you about this here tape. We've got Tesla's New York. Now, this is a tape that was produced here, and I had a chance to view it, not once, not twice, but about four or five times. It's a stroll through Manhattan. It's a stroll through New York City. And Jerry Vassilotis, who produced this tape and lives in New York, really knows his stuff on Tesla. Well, it's kind of like a revisiting. It's just kind of like a step back in time to go through this tape. And we have it available. It's Tesla's New York. It's in VHS format. It's just $19.95. I want you to have it. You'll if you're a Tesla fan, it'll give you a perspective that I'm sure you haven't had before. Well, my guest is Dr. Fred Bell, and we've been talking all about new science and so forth, but there's another area that Dr. Bell is in, and Dr. Bell has had an experience, an extraterrestrial type of experience, and although I don't normally get into this much, Dr. Bell, you have written a book. It's called The Promise. It's
about Brad, I co-wrote that with Brad Steiger.
Yeah.
Right.
So Brad Steiger, who's very renowned, and I'm not saying you're not renowned, but we are familiar with Brad Steiger. He's written that book with Al Bielek on the Philadelphia Experiment and some other areas.
Right. I worked on that at the University of Michigan years ago, the Philadelphia Experiment. It wasn't called that then, but we did work on it with a Dr. Katz back there, which is another area that I was in.
Okay, well. Anyway, Fred, you've had an experience, is what you're claiming, and you're claiming that you had a visitor from the Pleiades, and
right.
They've given you some information which has enlightened you, and you want to pass this information off, and that's the premise of the book, The Promise, right?
Right. The book tells the story of the nuclear receptor, which was given to us in 1981 by Semyasi from the Pleiades. We originally began contact with her back in 1971, in April of that year, and Billy Meyer, of course, in Switzerland, had a contact with the same individual starting in 1975 and took a lot of pictures. We've only, as of last year, started taking our own photographs because it was primarily the whole idea of the contact was to assimilate scientific and upgrade our science here. But now they've decided to let us take some pictures, too, so we've also gotten into that.
The
Promise talks all about the operation. It's like a novel almost, but it's a true story, and it also tells about the receptor, and scientifically it's in there to explain in very easy to understand terms.
Okay, and it's kind of like a defensive type of weapon, or not a weapon?
Well, it's not really a weapon.
It
reverses negative energy, let's put it that way. And
yeah,
so,
that's what I mean.
Yeah, and what'll happen is when you arm the DNA with this kind of energy and some negative energy comes at you, that negative energy is turned right around and sent directly back to its source and amplified a little bit. So It can be people that wear these devices over a period of time definitely have a change in their lifestyle. There's no doubt about that. I've never had anybody complain about that.
Well, I have had people now, and I'm taking you at your word on this, but I've had people that it's probably one of the most common things that I get asked about are people that feel that for one reason or another they're being beamed with the ELF. Where it's coming from, it'll go from government agencies to disgruntled wives and husbands.
Right, or the Heart Project up in Alaska, which is going to be a real negative source of it. True.
Oh, yeah. What is going on at HARP, and this is a recklessness, at least in my opinion, about what is going on. They've got the ability now to virtually open up the ionospheric shield that is out there to protect us, and they, of course, predict that it'll close right away, too. And
they don't know that. You're out there with the Earth's electrosphere and what's called solar wind coming from the sun. And this, the Heart Project, one of the things that the Air Force thinks is, well, we're going to be able to change weather patterns on the surface of the Earth to make a nice day rain so that the enemy, if we're attacking somebody on the ocean, we can create fog around them or something. And it's not really too cool to do that,
Yeah.
That's just the beginning of what they can do with that.
Well, the receptor device, this is something that has been brought forth, as you claim, from the Pleiades, and there's a contact person there that brought this forth to you. You are now making this. What are some of the other areas that they've given you as far as enlightening you on?
Well, huge. They brought me up to date on subjects such as constitutional issues where constitutional freedoms are being removed from us by enactment of implants in human beings. For example, the shooting, the gentleman by the name of Whitney down in 1984 in Austin, Texas, who shot 14 people from a...
from the Texas Tower thing.
Yeah, from the Texas Tower, wrote a diary on it, even killed his wife, even said he had voices in his head, he knew he was going to do something bad, he had no control over it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when they did an autopsy and they found two alien implants, it was even on national TV when they had a novel about it, a docudrama on ABC. And then that, of course, that scare factor caused the legislation of semi-automatic weapons.
Mm-hmm.
So they brought me up into all kinds of things about, this type of violence being brought into our society to take away our freedom.
Mm-hmm.
They brought us into the real environmental issues behind the ozone layer. It's not fluorocarbons and spray cans. It's the high-flying jet aircraft. There's over 3,000 airplanes, airliners in the sky, plus military every day. That's what's destroying our ozone layer.
Not to mention the tons of chlorides that are being thrown out when we launch a space shuttle. I mean, tons of
them. Oh, yeah. Talk about it. It's perfect. Yeah, with those fuels that we're using, those exotic fuels, you bet.
Yeah.
You bet. And they go into subjects like the real reason that the government cover-up at Roswell. A lot of people don't know the original Roswell crash was a twofold crash, and the top part of the ship, which broke off, which they found a mile later, which is actually, if you remember the first day, Jesse Marcel admitted that there was an alien ship. The next day it was a weather balloon because they found a second segment of the ship with human body parts in it.
Oh, boy.
And that's when the MJ-12 was created and the national security blanket came down because it scared the hell out of them,
Now, there's going to be a big deal going on down in Roswell next July. It'll be on the week of July. I think it starts at the...
First
through the 6th of July.
Yeah,
and,
before your convention.
Yeah, so it's
be a good primer for everybody to go to that and then come to your thing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
I'll be speaking there.
Well, okay, I want people to know about it, but, this again is grassroots, and this again is people that are a little bit tired of being constantly told what they can and cannot know.
Right,
and
it's a joke. I mean, they are assaulting the American public's integrity with the stupid BS news coverage that we get every night at our 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock news. It's a total, total joke.
Well, Alder James, the super spy that led to the deaths of many of his comrades and so forth, they were interviewing him here recently on Nightline. And they asked him, and they had him portrayed as some buffoon that didn't know what he was doing and stumbled all over himself. Here the guy was counterintelligence for, I guess it was about 9 years or more.
Right. I've worked with these people.
Yeah. And
I worked 15 years for the federal government.
Well,
top secret clearance.
Yeah, they asked him, what would have made it a little bit better. And he said, what we need to do is to have a smaller counterintelligence agency.
Right.
We need one that, is more receptive to what the people are after. What they've done is they built these fiefdoms where, the FBI is all powerful in certain areas of the government, and we got the CIA there. Hey, these people need to be declawed.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, it is something that we just don't have time for this stuff anymore.
I have a good friend of mine living over in Japan who was a former Navy SEAL.
Mm-hmm.
And he worked, of course, with the CIA for a number of years. And when the Iron Curtain came down, it put a lot of agents out of work. You can hire a really good detective now, former CIA agent,
mm-hmm.
Pretty cheap because there's a lot of them out of work. But the real story started to come forth. And I've heard some tales that was, if you knew how many government underground installations we have in your backyard in Colorado, mm-hmm. down here at the Barry Goldwater test site. Area 51 at Tonopah, Nevada, and with aliens in them, with alien joint conjunct spaceships
mm-hmm.
flying out of them. One of my friends, a code name Little John, flew one of those ships.
Wow.
And I've got pictures of some of this stuff. Oh, it's amazing. And here we are running around calling people SR-71 or something, Wow.
Well, Fred, you're going to be in our poster room here at the conference, and those people that really want to get a real grip on some of those areas of science that aren't normally discussed, or they're ridiculed or something else like that, you're going to bring along some pretty conclusive evidence.
Oh, I have photographs. I got slides. I've got, working demonstrations of the technology of the Pleiades and the Earth. I was a terrestrial science, most of my scientists.
Mm-hmm.
I was at the University of Michigan. I was 14 years old, so I started out pretty early.
Mm-hmm.
With all of this stuff, and I'd like to share this with people.
Well, we want to share, and we want you to share with us, Fred. And like I've been telling our listeners, you are such a an abundant type of character. You have so many different things that you've done. You've got a whole host of things that you talk about. You talk about our immune systems, the super receptor, which we've talked about. And
let me just interrupt real quick. We got about a minute. I can say something.
Sure.
I'm going to ask your audience out there. Okay. If you start to get down, you ask, now I'm going to answer the question, but here's the question. If you start to come down with a runny nose or sore throat or symptoms of the flu,
mm-hmm.
what's the first nutrient that you put in your body?
Well, I think most people say orange juice, right?
Yeah, which is vitamin C.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Guess what? Wrong. Mm-hmm. Wrong thing. You know why? Because in a viral attack,
yeah.
First of all, your immune system is a consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And that consciousness, a disease is called an involuntary cleanse. And what happens is a virus with DNA, its own DNA has attacked your system
mm-hmm.
and upsetting the cells in your system, making you sick. So what happens if you put vitamin C in without changing the consciousness of the system? You're feeding the virus. You can get sicker. What you need to do is put chromium picolinate, a mineral, in there for at least 8 hours before you put vitamin C in. And what chromium picolinate does is it gives the intelligence of the DNA. It restores the integrity of the immune system, because then helper T cells are then put into the body, which then attack the viruses, and then when you put the vitamin C, it feeds the attacking white blood cells.
Wow.
This is something that, stuff like this, little tiny things that
yeah.
just before you put the wrong vitamin or nutrient in your body at the wrong time can change your life.
Well, I haven't heard that before,
Fred. I can demonstrate that one, too.
Well, I guess you're going to be on the spot on quite a few areas here when you get out here to the conference.
Yeah, I enjoy that kind of thing.
And I think it's best to remind our audience that, again, it is going to be limited to 400. We want you to get your registration in early, and because of that, we are giving you a 15% discount. The programs of the conference will be going out in late March. It'll have a lineup of who all is coming, but until March 31st, you can get in on that early bird special, but get in before all of the seats are gone. Give us a call at 800-397-0137. That's 800-397-0137. We're just going to have a host of different technologies here with a whole lot of focus on working energy models. And folks, the lineup is just going to be terrific. Now, as I told you before, we've got Leonard Dorsett, we've got Jerry LeBin, we've got Dan Davidson, we've got Tom Bearden. We've got many others that are going to be coming to the conference, and we do not want to have you miss this one, because this is going to be the best of the best. And it just wouldn't be right if you weren't here, folks. So get your registration in and take advantage of the special fares that we've arranged with our travel agent, as well as the special deals that we have with the hotel. So do it today. Give us a call at 800-397-0137. Now, my guest is Dr. Fred Bell, and, well, we've been really covering a lot of territory here. Dr. Bell, what is it that you think now the Palladians, and I don't understand this too much, so you can help me out here a little bit.
Sure.
Now, those are the good guys, and then there's a group that are less than good.
Yeah, the Greys from Theta Reticuli 3, 38 light years from here, which originally abducted Betty and Barney Hill. That was their first public limelight. Then,
okay.
Of course, they were later on exposed by Whitley Strieber. They're the negative of the bad guys, the ones that do the abductions.
Mm-hmm.
About half the children, like we lose about 50,000 children in America per year, never to be seen again. About half of those are abducted by aliens. It's becoming kind of like in the talk soup shows on TV now. They're starting to get more and more into that now, and it's getting less and less as phenomenon, more and more as facts.
Yeah, well.
Then there's a group from Andromeda that's very friendly. The Pleiadians and the Andromedans are human-looking. The Pleiadians look like a Nordic look, blue-eyed
mm-hmm.
blondes, and the Andromedan people look Castilian, like they're from Spain or something.
Okay, now what about their lifespans and that? Are they...
they're different. Because their DNA clock works different than ours, a gray, for example, which has a chlorophyll-based blood, the red blood cell in the gray, for example, is chlorophyll, it's a magnesium atom, versus ours being a hemoglobin, an iron atom. They live about 250 years, which we can easily extend our life out to, I would say, in the next 50 years by proper genetics.
Well, I'll tell you what, Dr. Bell, I will give you an opportunity to certainly express this information that you have, because I'll tell you what, when we talk about those extended life stuff, then we have to talk about ourselves, and we are nothing more than dust, are we not?
Right, that's basically on one level. I mean, that's what we turn into when our conscious body leaves our physical body.
then we go into another level. We either pass on into a heaven, or as some people believe, we go into the next level of existence, which is more on the spiritual, or I don't know what other side to say, but it's... less than having a solid body, if I remember.
Right, astral body, exactly.
Yeah. And as we progress, do we stay into our own planetary system, or do we move on? Do we become?
Well, we incarnate back and forth in a ring path, what's called a ring path knot. For example, the Dalai Lama, he exemplifies reincarnation, because he's a child. You know, he dies, he becomes a child, and he's found a few years after he passes on in a city.
Yeah.
Somewhere nearby, and he's 7 or 8 years old, and he recognizes artifacts and personalities.
Mm-hmm.
So we go through that phase, and that's where we live a terrestrial incarnation period, which takes us pretty much in and off the surface of the Earth. Then when we get a planetary consciousness, we move on out to planetary schools.
Okay.
And when you get into the study of vibration, you'll find even here on Earth, the astral plane is not the next plane of existence, but what is called the second ether, which is a subplane of the physical, is the next existence where these higher entities reside. And, for example, you've probably heard of the Gobi Desert and White Island and Shambhala,
sure.
Those kinds of cities, Avalon back in King Arthur's time.
Mm-hmm.
These are second etheric regions that can be reached physically when you're able to bring yourself up into a higher vibratory state. But like I was saying earlier in the program, when we're subjecting ourselves to negative EPCs on our 24-hour clock, when we're breathing smog and smoke and stress and job stuff, we don't tune into those energies. And so what the Pleiadian science that we teach teaches people how to untune that, turn that channel and go to the higher channel where you can experience this by changing your DNA and your genetics and allowing that to come to you. That consciousness will approach you when you allow it to.
Okay. Well, Dr. Bell, the theme music is up. The show is over. I want to thank you again for spending your time, your valuable time with us here on the Extraordinary Science Radio Hour. Just a reminder, if you want to get that pyramid device, you can get that. Doctor, if you would give that 800 number for your pyramid device.
Okay, yeah, it's 1-800-729-7000. 1-800-729-2603. That's 1-800-729-2603.
Okay, and then if you want the book, The Promise, which is a $10 book, that is available through the Tesla Society. But the book that I want you to get, and it's really a great one, is called The Death of Ignorance. Do it today. Give us a call at 800-397-0137 and also request your free conference information packet. That's all for this week. See you again, folks, next week. Bye-bye.